So are you going to leave Bitcoin when it gets...
Yeah, totally. I'm gonna leave Bitcoin when it gets boring.
I have the same thoughts, actually. And maybe, you know, the cyberpunks will find another coin to work on.
I mean, this is... What we've seen is multiple generations of the post-industrial age coming, you know. These cyberpunks invented the World Wide Web, you know. What was that guy's name? They invented hypertext?
Tim Lee?
Yeah, Tim Lee was Lee. And these guys were thinking of a vision. They were like doing this shit in the 60s, 70s, you know? And then you got this, like, the 80s generation of the Bill Gates and the Steve Jobs coming in.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Googles coming in the 90s when the web, you know? And now, deep into the 2000s, we had the cypherpunks coming into their own, or cryptocurrency. But each one of these is fundamental infrastructure being built for a post-industrial age, right? And so, I think the completion is cryptocurrency. You know, we've got just about everything in place right now. And so, once we've got cryptocurrency, we've got everything we can interact digitally. And then cryptocurrency then flips everything we built prior to be rebuilt again. We've got to rebuild the Facebooks, but we've got to rebuild the internet. Even the backbone of the internet based on these new economic models. So we've got another, we're working on the cryptocurrency rails, and then I think we're going to see a new wave of the apps coming and the new wave of decentralizing everything.
Yeah.
And then when that's done, that's going to be boring, you know?
Yeah.
But hopefully, I'm thinking...
But after the infrastructure that we see now, growing...
Yeah, we've got apps.
Yeah.
We've got apps.
That's it.
We've got rails. We've got real key... it's kind of funny. We've got digital rails, which will fuel real-world rails. Like, say, Wi-Fi transmitters machining, fuck nodes. I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Lot of core infrastructure we're using that comms channels.
Yeah.
Redoing decentralized. Then we've got apps.
Satellites, stuff like that.
Satellites. Yeah, it's just like, so that's going to take 10, 20 years. And then we'll be fully in a post-industrial age. So that'll be the age in which we'll see nation states crumbling. Right?
Oh, yeah.
This is like, it's kind of like the fall of the knights and the royal empires and the rise of the nation states. It takes a long time. And then the fall of the nation states and the new digital empires and the city, highly connected city commerce states on digital blockchains or whatever the fuck it is. But there's this new network that arises out of the web of commerce. And
did you read The Sovereign Individual in the books?
No. But I've been told that this is exactly what this is written.
Yeah.
But I've just come to it from another angle, right? Because I like studying history. And so it's just like, we're getting to that game, to that, and if we're going to see all this in our lifetime, you know? And I think by that time I'll be retired. Give another 20 years, I'll be retired, I'll be sitting, I'll be enjoying life, and I'm just curious at seeing all this play out.
Yeah.